This is On The Air, Culford School podcast,
where we go beyond the classroom and welcome you into our community.
Ready to inspire.
Ready to discover.
Ready for a challenge.
Ready for opportunities.
Ready for life.
Welcome back to Culford On The Air.
Today we're going to be doing something new.
A practical takeover.
I'm Lily, I'm in lower third and I joined probably just 2 years ago from Germany. So I'm part German, I speak fluent German as well.
My name is Darcy, I am a boarder at Culford and I've been one for 5 years. Boarding has been really, really fun and enjoyable. There are moments where it's like a big sleepover. So it's been really, really great and super fun. And it's taught me how to deal with my, like, if I have a problem, I won't have to run to someone else. And it's taught me how to be really independent.
My name is Amelia, and I joined in lower one 5 years ago.
Because the three of us, we kind of walk around the field chatting.
We called it circle time because
we were just saying, like, oh, we should do the podcast.
Yeah, we will make just stuff really random and interviewing. And
then we'd just be interviewing ourselves because we just make each other laugh.
I think that one of the best things about these two people is they're understanding and they're almost like sisters in a way.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Just to let you know, we're going to be doing this once a term, so you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music, or any streaming platform.
For our first interview, we are talking to Mrs. Shoesmith about transferring from prep school to senior school.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys.
So what's it like being head of fourth form?
It is the most exciting job. And the reason for that is that we get fresh new faces coming up to us from the prep school or from other schools or from other parts of the world. And in a very short space of time, we get to know them all and they suddenly become familiar and part of our family. So it's a very, very exciting job. It's a wonderful job.
So what do you teach? Like, do you teach any lessons?
Yep, I'm actually teaching in the science department. I teach biology and chemistry. I teach something really special, and that is learning for life lessons. Oh, and I really love teaching those too, because those are really important life lessons. So I do that as well.
Yeah. So how long have you been head of fourth form?
This will be my third year or fourth year, because there was a little bit of time where I was just head of transition. And now what I do is I don't just look at the transition part, I look at the whole year, right until September when everybody moves up to lower five.
So what's your favourite thing about your job?
My favourite thing is building a cohesive group of people that look out for each other and have fun together and learn together.
Friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
when you were a child, did you expect to become a teacher?
My mum has always said that I should have been a teacher. I'm the first child to be born in our family, and I've got three younger siblings. So I was always the bossy big sister. And so she probably saw very soon as I was growing up that I tended to boss everyone around and tell them what to do. Anyway, that's not only what teachers do. But my mum always said that I should be a teacher. I've been teaching now for about 18 years.
What job did you want to have when you were a child?
Do you know, I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. I was one of those children that grew up really not knowing what I wanted to do. All I did know is that I wanted to be with people, and I loved dynamic jobs that are different every day and had different challenges, but I really didn't have any idea at all. So for all of those people out there who don't know, it's okay. You'll get there.
But I kind of want to be an actress or something
Wow, that's an amazing job.
I really like doing stuff like that.
It's an amazing job.
I think I've always had in my head that I wanted to be a vet, but my science scores aren't really adding up to that. But yeah, I think acting is also one of my passions.
Gosh, that's great. TV stars here.
Yeah.
On the theme, a teacher. I wanted to be a teacher.
You do want to be a teacher? That's amazing. What makes you think you want to be a teacher?
I think my parents have always told me that I get along really well with younger children.
Wow.
Good.
So I'm guessing that it's quite a job taking care of, like, all the new people in senior school. So how long is your average kind of work day?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't write this question.
Remember that I'm working in the boarding house. So yes. That does mean that it starts really early.
Long time.
But I also have to say that I love getting up early in the morning. That's my best time of day. So we usually get up at around 5.
Oof.
And then once I've finished work, all my duties, I can climb into bed around about 10:30. Also,
oh my gosh,
it's a long day, but it's an exciting day. Yeah. It's a lovely day. Yeah.
Well, how did you come to Govan be like a teacher here?
We were living in Zimbabwe at the time, and they were advertising for people to work in the outdoor department. I trained as a canoe guide with the national parks in Zimbabwe and did many, many trips down the mighty Zambezi River, which is full of the most incredible animals, through this amazing national park. You must look it up, actually. The Mana Pools National Park is it's a World Heritage Site because it's just so full of animals. And it actually, I think, is heaven on earth. It is so beautiful. But I was a guide for a while there, and I used to take families and people on trips, on expeditions for a week or 10 days down the Zambezi River. And then my husband, well, Mr. Shoesmith, he loves white water rafting. So he goes and goes on all the rapids and everything on the upper Zambezi by Vic Falls. Mm-hmm. So the two of us love being on a river, and so that's one of the ones I know really well. But we know the Gairezi River and lots of ones in the Eastern Highlands on the border with Mozambique. We've done loads of river trips with school pupils on them as well, taught them how to fly fish. We actually met at Vic Falls, and in fact, we got married on Vic Falls. And in fact, this is the crazy piece of information, is that the day before we got married, the whole wedding party, including the priest and all the grannies and granddads, all went down to the gorge and did the whole day rafting. Whole day on the river rafting all those rapids. And then we climbed out the gorge and we had a big party. And then the next day we got married on the river. Oh, I know.
That's really special.
That sounds amazing. What's your biggest advice for fourth form? Because it's quite a big transition.
Well, you need to have a little bit of courage, and you need to know that it might be a little bit uncomfortable and new.
Yeah.
But if you can get really good at managing the newness and managing the uncomfortableness and just accepting that and going with the flow, that'll help. The other thing that I would suggest to anybody in coming into fourth form is that they embrace all the opportunities they can.
Yeah.
So if they say, who would like to come laser tag, try that. Who would like to be in the swimming team, try that. In other words, you don't have to be perfect at everything, but just give everything a go, because by doing that, you mix up with different people and you might just find you have a really lovely, big, broad, rich group of friends that have got different interests, and therefore your day will be interesting and fun.
Yeah.
If you stick to one thing and only do one side and not branch out, then you will have a good experience, but it'll be even better if you try lots of things and meet lots of people. But lots of the questions that come from pupils when they come into upper three and for discovery day and things, as they ask questions about the prep.
Yeah. My sister is in fifth form, and she says that she gets lots and lots of prep. And
she probably is right, especially if she might be in upper fives now, therefore it could be a lot because they're about to do the GCSEs. But the key thing about prep is that, yes, teachers are going to give you some work to do independently.
Yeah.
And no one really likes doing that, especially when you want to relax. I understand. But that just helps you grow in independence. And it's usually in little doses. And if you keep on top of your prep, every day you do your little bit that you've been allocated and you don't let it build up, it's actually quite manageable.
Yeah,
so it's just a question of time management, and that's all. And usually the prep's not that difficult. It's just you just got to keep on top of it and keep a little bit disciplined. So what we always say to the fourth form is get into a little routine, especially if you're a day pupil.
Yeah.
And when you get back and you have your tea, go up to your room, sit at your desk and do an hour of your prep, and then it's done, and then have an early bed. Because that's basically what the boarders are doing. You know, they have prep after tea, and then they can have some relaxing time from about 8:30 to about 9:30, and then they go to bed. So the prep only gets bad if you let it get out of control. That's all. And then usually the teachers offer you opportunities to catch up your prep.
Yeah,
you don't get into trouble if we know you've been busy. Say you're a dancer, or say you're a horse rider, or say you're a rugby player and you've got lots of matches on or something. Then teachers are really understanding about that. And they usually give you a little bit of an extension, especially if you communicate with them. And then you can catch it up in your own time. So it's actually not too bad as long as you keep organized.
Yeah.
What about you? What about you guys? What's your favorite hobby? If you had all the time in the world and you could do something, what would it be?
I love to sing, and I have a guitar set. I just
so
like
you
to...
just sing it up in your room. You just chat and sing. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's lovely. What about you?
I just listen to Taylor Swift and do stuff.
Oh, that's fine. That's okay. That's fine. You know, that's your way of chilling out. That's no problem.
Well, you've asked us what our hobbies are. What's like your hobbies? You know, you said being outside and stuff, but
well. If I had all the time in the world and I had nothing else but to do, I love wild swimming. Oh. So if you find me a river or the sea, that's just my best. I love going for walks. So we have two little dogs and I love walking, and I especially love walking in the mountains. So having come to England, we've explored a lot of England because we've been searching for mountains, because as you know, Suffolk's a little bit flat. Yeah. And we have absolutely fallen in love with Scotland. It's beautiful up there. And of course, then there's the Lake District and the Peak District and all of these gorgeous places. And I have to say, I think England is one of the most beautiful countries I've ever visited. And all the maps, like they have these amazing OS maps that you can use. And I just love them. So, yeah, if I had all the time in the world and nothing to worry about, I would go on lots and lots of walks.
My family loves
Are they the same?
That. Yeah, we go to the Peak District almost all the time.
And how do you feel about tramping around behind them?
I love that.
Do you?
I've done lots of walking challenges with them and stuff. So
okay. It's lucky that you like that still. Because quite a few people, when they come walking, they go, oh, miss... Do we have to do this? Oh, it's too high. It's too far. But actually, they get into it. And then before you know it, you've onto day two or day three and you've walked all that far, or you've got to the top and down again, and you feel so good about yourself, you know, and you've been with your friends and maybe a bit of rain. But it's always good cup of camping tea. Or a lovely, a nice camping food. It's always so delicious. It doesn't matter what you eat. It always tastes good.
Well, my sister's doing DOV in fifth form.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so she's excited for that because she loves to walk as well.
Yeah,
I think she planned out the route with like everyone else. So.
No, the DOV is a challenge, but it's such a wonderful sense of achievement if you can get through it. And I'll be going on the DOV with her actually. And I love the DOV trips. It's so amazing to see them finishing their qualifying expedition, and they feel so good about themselves. You know, they're really proud.
I'm really jealous.
Well, you can do it. You can definitely do it when you come in lower five.
What do you know anything about like CCF, RAF?
Yes.
Which one do you think would be better to do?
The CCF is the most exciting club. We've just had the CCF inspection day, and it was amazing seeing what they've learned and what they can do. I think either one, because the CCF branches into two branches. One is the RAF, which is the Air Force, and the other one is the Army Air Corps.
That's what I meant, I think.
No, that's okay. That's okay. They're both absolutely brilliant. It depends on what you'd like to maybe go on. The RAF kids sometimes go off to like some of these air bases, and they go up in the sky in these gliders. All the army people also visit their sort of these places, bases where they can look at tanks and they can see different arms and things like that. So, but basically they do everything together, and they muck in together, and they have an absolute ball. And it's a very, very tight, close-knit community, and they learn the most amazing skills, and they get taken to the most amazing places as well. It's a very exciting club, and I highly recommend it. For something really new, I highly recommend it, because that's not something you'll rock up with every day.
So in fourth form, are there many trips, like field trips or...?
At the beginning of fourth form, I take you all the whole year group in away for a night. And we spend it doing some wonderful outdoorsy activities, because that I found is the best way to make friends, especially for people who come from other countries or other schools. They can like knit together with you who've all come from the prep school and make new relationships. So that's a trip we do. And then halfway through the autumn term, we all go camping together and then we go sailing. All right, so that's another activity. And then obviously there's all the school trips that are going on, like the Spanish trip and the whatever. I'm about to go on a trip to Morocco with some fourth form. In fact, the best thing about the Adventure Sort of Club is that Anybody from any year group can go. So we've got people in that trip who are in fourth form, and we've got people who are in sixth form, and people in between. And it's fabulous fun. So we're going to go to Morocco, and we're going to go whitewater rafting with them and everything, and visit Marrakesh for a while. But also there's the ski trip, and the ski trip takes people from all year groups. And then there's the Malawi trip, which is for the upper sixes or the lower sixes, which is a very, very special trip, which is something to look forward to. But there's loads of trips you can do. I mean, it's almost like you have to sit down with your parents at the beginning of the year and go, oh my goodness, aren't we lucky? We've got so many things to choose from. And then you got to just sit with them and pick what you'd like to do. You can do as many as you want, I suppose.
Yeah.
But there's lots of amazing staff who go out of their way to do these incredible trips. And that's something I'd definitely do if I was in fourth form, is look around and see what I could do.
Yeah, you mentioned like rivers and lakes. Have you ever gone... random canoeing?
Actually, I was a canoe guide when I left university.
Oh my gosh.
I know, that was one of my little jobs. And in fact, I think they talked about life being like a river at our wedding, because sometimes in life it seems like there's the rapids are all noisy around you and life is so busy. Sometimes you feel like things are calm, like a little backwater. Sometimes life is just really steady, like you're in a dam. And it's just calm and it's easy and you know where the little pools are and you know where the shade is. And sometimes there's chaos, like you're going over a rapid and it seems like you're moving house or you're moving schools. And so life is like a river, actually. And it can be very different. And you just got to really hold on and keep your head up and hold on to the people around you and keep going every day. You know, you just go further down the river and life takes you with it. So that was something that we've always thought of. We have to sometimes link arms if it gets a bit crazy, but also lie back and relax if we're in a nice place in life.
That sounds like a nice little metaphor,
hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great pleasure to have you on here.
Especially as this is the first prep school takeover.
I think you guys have been amazing.
Thank you.
I think this prep school takeover is going to be phenomenal. Well done. Well done. Thank you very much. It was a really, really lovely interview. I love chatting to you. Thank you.
Bye.
That was fun.
That was good.
Thanks for listening to On The Air.
We'd love you to comment, like and share our podcast series.
And if you'd like to get in touch, please visit our website, colford.co.uk,
or drop us a message on socials.
This podcast is made for entertainment purposes only and is copyright of Colford School.
Views and opinions are our own and deemed correct at the time of publishing. Stay tuned
for more exciting episodes.